The Torah at the beginning of Parashas Vayelech, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klai Yisrael Chitzku Ve'imtzu, be strong, Atiru Ve'altartzu B'pneihem, don't be fearful of your enemy. Kashem Alekech Ho'elech Imach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with us, Lo Yapcha Ve'lo Yisvecha. Rashi says, Lo Yapcha, Lo Yiten L'cha Refoyin, won't make you weak, Liyas Nezem Imenu. And Rabbi Yeruchim, Levavitz, the Miriam Meshgiach, tries to understand, why does the Pasuk use this double wording, Lo Yapcha Ve'lo Yisvecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not let us go? What is the point of it saying it twice? So he says, if a person is holding a glass jar, and he's concerned that this glass jar should not fall, and break. What he does is he holds it as strongly, as tightly as possible to make sure it wouldn't fall. He says, so too is Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds on to Klal Yisrael very tightly. And Hilayonam V'layishin Shema Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have Yochel sleep, he's watching us tightly. But there's only one condition for us to merit that. As the Pasuk says, Hashem Shemrecha, Hashem Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connected to us as much as we are connected to Him. And that's what the Pasuk means to teach us, says Rabbi Yeruchim. Chizku ve'amtzu. Make yourself strong. Be strong in being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. Don't let His connection to you get weakened for a moment. If you will live a life of loy Yazvecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you all the time, Lo Yirpecha, that you won't be weak in your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we will not be weak in our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Lo Yazvecha. But the Pasuk is teaching us that as much that what's required, we could have HaKadosh Baruch Hu strongly at our side. But the only way we could have HaKadosh Baruch Hu strongly at our side is if we will be careful, the Lo Yarpcha, to not let that get weakened under any moment. And Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanz on the Lemberg Rov in the Sefer Divrei Shaul says that that's pshat in a pasuk in Parashas Nitzavim. The pasuk in Parashas Nitzavim says, "Veshivoysa alavavcha b'chol agoyim eshedikacha Hashem alkecha sham." You will return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You will become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu amongst all the nations where HaKadosh Baruch Hu disperses us, v'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha, we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he asks, why is it necessary for the Pasuk who wants to teach us that we should become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to mention that v'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha, why is it necessary for us to mention that this will happen amongst the nations of the world? The point of this Pasuk is to teach us that we need to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, a mashal. He says, there was once a king of a country that decided that a certain individual should get punished. And he assigned this obligation, this assignment, to one of his assistants. After that assistant was given this job, the assistant says that he has an actual underling carry out the job. And now this person who's carrying out the job is now coming to ask, is coming to carry it out. And the person who's supposed to get punished says to this person, can you please spare me? So he says, it's not for me to spare you. It's for me, I'm just carrying out what I'm supposed to do. So he goes and says, okay, let me ask your supervisor that gave you this job to please spare me. And he goes to the supervisor, and the supervisor says that I'm also only carrying out what I was told to do. So ultimately, he says that the only person you could go to is the king. That's what the pasuk says. We sometimes think there are different situations in life, and we think that we'll speak to the governor, and we'll speak to the president, and we'll do this, and we'll do that. That's how we could have a Yeshua. That's how we could be saved. Tells us the pasuk that if a person, Rachman Slan, is suffering Yisurim, if something not great is happening to a person in this world, he has to recognize that the only reason it's happening is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it to be happen, then it's not, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen, it'll happen. If he doesn't want it to happen, it'll not happen. And that's what the pasuk is teaching us. We're going to be amongst the goyim, and we suffer amongst the goyim, and we think that by turning to them and trying to get them to change their mind, that's how we will have a Yeshua. Tells us the pasuk, "V'shaftar Hashem alakecha." There's only one place for us to have a Yeshua. The Yeshua only could come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person recognizes that that is the only place from where Yeshua's come, not from the Goyim and not from anything else, then he becomes in the category of Layapcha V'Layazveka. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to recognize that everything is from him. And when we recognize it's from him, he gives us the Siyata D'Shmaya. The Pasuk in the Aftira says, V'chaltem Achol V'soiva, so Kedushas Levi, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak ben Sasha, explains that the pasuk, the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Hey, asks. One pasuk says Lashem Aratz Malayoi. The pasuk says that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other pasuk says Varatz Nasan L'Bnei Adam is given to us. So the Gemara answers, Kan Kodem Bracha. Before a person makes a bracha on what he has, it's Lashem Aretz Malaya, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, and therefore, somebody who benefits from this world without making a bracha is if he's kaviyachol stealing from Hashem. After the bracha, V'aretz Nason Levnei Adam. Says Kedushas Levi, the Yerushalmi Masechta Arla teaches us, the high man, the ochel, the lav delay, if I eat something that I don't own, I'm embarrassed to look at the person who gave me the food. A person who's living off someone else, a person who has to live off the graciousness of someone else, is embarrassed. That's what's known as Nahama de Ksufa. Somebody who's eating without recognizing that it comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so, and without making the bracha, is eating something that he's getting as stock. It's not really belonging to him. And therefore, there's Nahama, this Ksufa. But what happens when a person makes a bracha? When a person makes a bracha, he recognizes that what he has comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then, if he recognizes that it comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then it becomes indeed his. And he has nothing to be embarrassed. And that's what the Pasuk says. V'chaltem ochel v'soiva. You're coming to eat. And you make a bracha, you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You recognize that everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we won't ever be embarrassed when we eat, when we get to eat. It will never be Nahamad Ksufa. Because when we recognize what we have comes from Hashem, when we recognize that this food that we're eating is because Hashem gave us this food, what that creates is that Hashem is happy to give it to us. As long as we show and recognize that what we have comes from Hashem, Hashem is most anxious to give us more and more bracha.